Our show once again. I am Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. Our other theme, which we're going into much more now, is healthy aging, body, mind, spirit, everything to do with health of all ages. We want you to live longer, live a quality life. And on the Creating a Better World, we're talking about solutions for climate change and for all the wrongs going on. We're also going to talk about the new things happening with the presidential problems we're having with Trump and all the things he wants to cut and change. We'll talk about that a little today, but mostly I'm really excited to have Dr. Joyce Johnson, who's our main guest today. She's our only guest to talk about a blood chemistry test that can tell you your future about health, what diseases you might have, your longevity, a lot of things. She has some great information. Dr. Johnson's got together with some other great doctors, and they put together this blood chemistry test. We're also going to talk about telomeres. We're also going to talk about a number of things to do with health and, oh, yeah, breast cancer. I have several women that I've been talking to about it, and I promised them we would get Dr. Johnson to talk a little bit about that today. All this within 1 hour, and I'm excited, as usual. All right, let me make a few announcements, and then we'll get to our guest. First of all, I want to give you our archive number. So on the phone, you can hear recent shows for Let's Create a Better World. Take this number down. 701-719-0994. I'm going to give you my number also. After you hear the show and give me your thoughts, I'm willing to talk to people about anything. All right. My number, Bobby Elias, 323-770-1925. Next week, stem cells. We're going to talk about the future of stem cells, what's going on with the Mayo Clinic, all the new things going on. I have two super guests. So mark this date down, Monday, April the 17th, a week from today, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We'll talk about how you can get stem cell work done at a lower cost. So tune in for that show. And we've got more things coming up in the next few weeks, some good shows. I'll repeat more at the end of the show. But let's get to our guest. I'm really excited to have Dr. Joyce Johnson on the show. Let me introduce her quickly. This woman's amazing. I met her when she was 83. That's 3 years ago at an international cancer convention. And I was with a lady that's really into health. She's a health advocate. She's got a PhD in nutrition. She does all sorts of great things. And she agreed with me that Dr. Johnson was the best of the six or seven guests of shows that we heard. We heard six or seven speakers. Each one of them had a half an hour. We're talking about the best international speakers on cancer and on health in general. Dr. Johnson is also does a lot of work with this blood chemistry test. So let me introduce her. Dr. Johnson, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
My pleasure. Happy to be here, spreading the word about how to be healthy.
Good, good. Yeah, you were on a little over a year ago. I'm sorry it took so long to get you back on, but I'd like to have you on more often because you have a lot of good things to say. I know you do. And let's start with the first thing is tell our people, we are going to talk about the blood chemistry test, telomeres, we'll talk about breast cancer. Those are the three main topics today, and if we have more time, we can get into more things. So first of all, give our listeners an orientation. What is a blood chemistry test? What does it do? Give us the basics and spend all the time you want on this. Go ahead.
Well, some of these tests that we order at a lab near our patient, we work nationwide, of course, and we send them to a Quest Diagnostic Lab, and a lot of those tests are the same ones that a doctor might order, and many, many more than they order. But the important thing for our listeners to realize is that the doctors are looking at those tests medically with a very broad range. In order to establish what we call the medical range, they take a cross-section of American population and take the mean average, and that's what they call the medical range. Now, that's a little bit comical when you think that the average American is sick. So what I do is bring in that range to a tighter, couple of standard deviations, a tighter range, which we call the nutritional ideal range. And now we're getting a lot more information about that patient. They normally would have been told that their doctor might have said, oh, well, you're normal. Well, of course, in our population, normal is sick. I have to laugh a little about that, but it's pretty pathetic, actually. And then my interpretation of these tests is entirely different. Doctors really don't understand hematology. Now, hematology is the study of blood work, and I've spent my life studying chemistries and how we can change them. How can we improve them? How can we help the patient avoid a future health disaster that we can see in the blood work 5 years before they even have a symptom? So we look at things beyond just the immune system. Of course, we're looking at the white blood cells. We're looking at the types of white cells, neutrophils and lymphocytes and the basals, the bands, eosinophils. Those are all types of white cells that give us uniquely different information about why the white cell might be too high or why the total white cell might be too low. I don't want to get too technical here, but the most important thing our listeners can learn from this information is that you can manipulate and change and improve your blood chemistry. If that didn't work, Bobby, I'd be out of business. What we do is we have them take the basic test, which is about 100 tests. And you can imagine the doctors might order 15 or 20. And then we take those tests and we teach our people how to change what they're eating according to what they see in the test, we can improve through those chemistries through certain supplements, and then 3 months of changing their diet and their supplements, we see the miraculous changes in only 3 months.
Wow.
So, anyway, let me give you an example. I love to give the example of LDH, lactase dehydrogenase. The doctors never order that test. I think it's a tragedy that they don't order the test and don't understand the test. If that LDH is too low, that patient has severe malnutrition. Now, if that, I've got a frog in my throat. Isn't that bad timing?
No, you're okay.
Okay. The high LDH, on the other hand, is telling us that there's free radical activity. That free radical activity translates into oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is the fertile ground for all severe diseases, including cancer. And yet the doctors don't even order an LDH. That's just an example. We need to also order vitamin D because the vitamin D is deficient in most people. And being a fat-soluble vitamin, it has to do with all kinds of different other trickle-down effects that are desperately serious problems. We look at the GGTP. The doctors don't look at that. That has to do with the gallbladder and the bile duct. We look at alkaline phosphatase. It has to do with the bone and how the bone is either osteoporotic problems with osteoporosis or osteopenia. And let's see, another one that I really like is sedimentation rate. They rarely do a sed rate. And the sedimentation rate is giving us the inflammation, it's telling us about inflammation. The very common test is cholesterol and triglyceride. Everybody talks about it, but nobody really understands, well, the medical community certainly doesn't understand the difference. For example, a triglyceride, when the triglycerides are elevated, it causes the red blood cell to stick together in clumps and piles and cutting down on the circulation. The red cells are sticking together. But that has nothing to do with cholesterol as far as our diet is concerned. So when we're talking about diet and we're talking about triglycerides, we're talking about sweets, sugar, even fruit juice. And in a broader sense, in some people, it might even be an excessive amount of fruit. So the triglycerides really respond well to two things. One is decreasing the sweets in the diet, including fruits, and two, to increase exercise, because we found out that exercise will burn up triglycerides. So there's another idea. We're looking at the iron panel. The doctors don't look at the iron panel, Bobby. I don't get that. You know, we have the iron, the saturation of iron, the TIBC, the total iron binding capacity, and we have ferritin. And that tells us a lot of important information. It tells us not only about anemia, which is logical, but it tells us how much iron is being stored in cells through the ferritin test. And then also, it will tell us if a patient has iron overload. Maybe they have a genetic problem with hemochromatosis. Maybe it's just eating too much iron and they're not handling it correctly. It might be as simple as going down and giving blood at the local donor center to get some of that toxic iron out of the system. But if we have an elevated iron, saturation, TIBC, and elevated ferritin, then there's about a 90% chance that person has a genetic problem called hemochromatosis, which means that they need to have bloodletting in order to save their lives because... Oh, and there's no symptom. How about that? Actually, no symptom. So the fact that there's no symptom, and yet it could be a genetic disease that's actually causing cellular damage. I mean, can you imagine that? And the doctors don't order there. And Bobby, I see an awful lot of people who have a hemochromatosis. Well, not a lot, but I say like maybe... every month I might get one person. Are you there, Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here. I was going to tell you, I'm going to just interrupt and ask you a question about, yes, I'm here. You have the forum, so you can take as long as you want. For our listeners
well,
to know...
Well, I just
want to
make sure you're still there because you were not going, uh-huh, yes, or... just want to be sure that we're on the right
no
track
problem.
Here. That hemochromatosis
no
is a genetic disease. It has absolutely no symptoms. And I see about six of those a year out of the 100 mm-hmm. tests that I do.
Great. Dr. Johnson, let me just reintroduce you to our listeners, for those that may have come in a little late. This is Dr. Joyce Johnson speaking to us here on Let's Create a Better World. She, as well as a few other doctors, have put together a great, great test, a blood chemistry test that will tell you what diseases you might have in the future, a cancer you might have, and even tells you longevity on your part. And then we're going to talk about, well, right now we're talking about the test, but we're going to get into soon telomeres. They're very important. They have a lot to do with how long you live. And then we're going to talk about breast cancer. I have three women, and I had a friend of mine right before the show text another person. I know four women that have breast cancer, and including somebody in my family. So we're going to talk about that. And then one more issue, Dr. Johnson, I think would be great if we could talk about, and that is what's wrong with the medical system? What's wrong? You've already pointed out three or four times in this little, your 10-minute lecture right now, how why you to understand that doctors don't know this and they don't know that, because they just aren't trained right. They're not trained on what the root causes. They're not trained on nutrition, on the right foods to eat. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine. And anyway, we can get into all those, but continue on with your blood chemistry information, and then you can move into telomeres when you're ready. Go ahead.
Okie doke. Well, all right. We talked about cholesterol and triglycerides and the difference. The cholesterol, definitely. HDL cholesterol is the good guy. High-density lipoprotein is the good guy type of cholesterol. And when we are exercising, we raise HDL. Also, when you have a glass of wine each day, that'll raise HDL. I'm not really saying that you should have a lot of wine, but one glass a day of red wine is definitely going to improve the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. And then bad cholesterol, that can have to do mostly with too much cholesterol food. However, if the liver isn't working properly, which is where the cholesterol is produced, then definitely we have a liver problem that's producing. You could have a vegetarian with high cholesterol if the liver is not functioning correctly. So we look at the liver, that's SGOT, ALT, and we look at the SGOT and the SGPT. Those are the two basic. How well does the liver function? That's your total bilirubin. We also look at the kidney, which has to do with the BUN. The more animal protein that a person consumes, the higher the BUN. It's hard on the kidney, especially if you're a blood type A trying to eat a lot of meat. You right. definitely are going to see an elevation in BUN, which is not a good thing for your kidneys. We look at the creatinine and the BC ratio. Now, I know this seems Greek to some people. If you're a beginner, don't get discouraged, because I do have a wonderful book that spells out everything. It's called Blood Chemistry, The Key to Predicting Cancer. And, Bobby, did you see that book when you were at
Yes,
the,
I did. I read it, cancer. And I had some it is a great book. I advise everybody to get that book from you. That tells so much about your the test and about your health. It is just wonderful. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so my phone number is 800-545-6923. It's 800-545-6923. And
we'll
by giving me a call, I can give you like half price for my book. I just wanted to tell your listeners, because some of you, if you're a beginner, I'm probably talking Greek regarding some of these tests. Another test that is really important is called homocysteine. The homocysteine is going to tell us the amount of inflammation. And the homocysteine, more than even the other risk factors we know about, like cholesterol and triglyceride, the homocysteine can actually give us a red flag that we're going to have a stroke or a heart attack. And so the homocysteine is a way to control that, like all these other tests. If they're out of the ideal healthy range that I'm speaking of, not the medical range, but the right. the very strict, highly, how would I say it? I hate to say strict, but that's the only word. We have a strict range. We have a range that is more strict than the medical range. And right. when that red flag goes up, for example, homocysteine, that's telling us that we need to do certain things to thin down the blood. Well, we use different natural approaches. So like arginine or natokinase, or there's a lot of natural things that a patient can purchase that would get the homocysteine under control and prevent a stroke or a heart attack. So there's another one. There's a test that we do, which is called, let's see, another one I want to grab here. I talked about the liver. I talked about the kidneys. I talked about how to see the LDH elevated, telling us, uh-oh, red flag may be fertile ground for cancer. so many things that we can learn from this blood work that the medical community doesn't know about. Give you another example. If we had, we're looking at glucose to see if we're hypoglycemic because it's too low, or do we have diabetes or borderline diabetes because it's too high. But now we have a test called HGB-A1C. HGB-A1C. And what that test is kind of like a mini glucose tolerance test, because it's going to give us a better idea if you're tending toward diabetes. That's exactly what it does. Mm. We look at the total protein, and that can tell us if we're amino acid deficient or if we're not absorbing our protein. You can tell if you have symptoms of gas and bloating. You might need enzymes that you're not getting in order to digest the protein. Maybe you're eating too much protein. Maybe you have protein toxicity. Let's talk about uric acid.
Good.
Uric acid is very, very interesting because it creates these crystals. These uric acid crystals congregate at the joint and actually puncture the lysosome that's in the white blood cell, and that very powerful digestive acid will go pouring into the joints and causing tremendous joint pain. So patients are waiting to be diagnosed with arthritis by their physician. What is arthritis? Arthro is joint, and rhitis is inflammation. So you have arthritis just simply means an inflammation of the joint. That's all it means. And there can be a lot of different reasons for joint pain. But when we look at the blood chemistry, that is going to tell us what's going on that's causing the joint pain. And uric acid is a typical example. And we know what foods a person needs to eliminate, which basically with uric acid has to do with purines. It has to do with animal protein that's building up and causing this uric acid to be elevated. So there is another one. Now,
good.
I can take blood chemistry anywhere in the United States because we're working with Quest Diagnostic Lab. And I really like Quest Diagnostic Lab because they have all of these tests, and they're so accurate in being able to do their testing through computerization. And so it opens up the doorway for people to be able to go to a lab near their home and get these chemistries taken care of, and then getting the analysis. I downloaded into the computer. My computer does 15,000 calculations with the result, coming up with your personal nutritional blueprint. Another test that I like that's often overlooked is called C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein. And there have been plenty of studies published, by one of them by Journal of Clinical Oncology, that shows us that high levels of C-reactive protein, it's an important marker for inflammation and a heart disease risk, as well as cancer, developing cancer. So we, again, there's always solutions from the nutritional realm to get these elevated danger chemistries into balance where it should be for good health. So I work with people if they have elevated CRP, and the results are pretty remarkable. There's a product called Anginox, and it will lower C-reactive protein. So that's the good news. Let's see. Now,
let me introduce you again.
Bobby.
Yes, I just want, while you get your thoughts together on this, because you got so much wonderful work here. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, Body, Mind, Spirit, Healthy Aging. We are talking with Dr. Joyce Johnson, who is a real expert on blood chemistry tests. She, as well as some other doctors, have put together a great, great test. And I do want, before we go, Dr. Johnson, we're going to let people know how, we have people all over the country, a lot of people in New York City and that area, because that's where the station's from, and Gary Noel has a following there for many years. Where can people go? Not you're going to answer in just a minute. Let me finish introducing you and telling you things. But I want our listeners to be able to go anywhere in this country or certain places or call or check on a website how they can get to a blood chemistry test. But let me move on and say a few more things. You mentioned vitamin D a while ago, and Gary Noel in his work advises people, especially for the joint problems, hip problems, to take 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D daily. We all know that vitamin D3 is excellent. And let me make a couple more comments, and then we'll get back to you. This station is number one in the world now, the Progressive Radio Network. We had just became number one a few weeks ago on online radio and regular radio. And Gary Noel's show especially is number one among one-hour shows. That's GaryNoel.com, or you can, on Progressive Radio Network, you can hear his show on the archives, or he's on every Monday through Friday at 12 noon Eastern time for 1 hour. Now, also, we want to let our listeners know about, towards the end, Dr. Johnson, I want you to repeat those tests and a little slowly, read them, give the letters out, the test you mentioned that other people can look at other tests besides the blood chemistry test, and then I want you to give your basic contact information. And that book, Dr. Johnson, is really, really good. Thank you for sending it to me. I read it. I showed it to a few people that I work with, and it is, I advise people, Dr. Johnson is going to give it to you at half price, not expensive anyway, and that book is outstanding. So, Dr. Johnson, we're going to continue talking about whatever you want to talk about, blood chemistry tests, telomeres. Then I have several people that want to hear about breast cancer.
Yeah, let's talk about telomeres.
Go ahead.
And then we'll go with breast cancer because we don't want to run out of time. We did promise breast cancer on the ending here.
Right.
And there is a wealth of information, like you say, and I do appreciate your talking about my book. I want to be sure that your listeners know they can get the book by calling me at 800-545-6923. And also, can I give my website?
Please.
My website is wellnesscenterofamerica.com. Wellnesscenterofamerica.com. You can see all of what we're doing there to prevent future disaster for you.
Good.
So now we're going to take a look at telomere.
Telomere.
Okay, we'll do breast cancer last. Yeah. All right, now the telomeres. Oh my goodness, this is so fun to talk about. The telomere, let me tell you what a telomere is. It's a short little protective cap at the end of DNA. It's located on the ends of our chromosomes. And if you look at, remember that little double helix strand that people are familiar with probably seeing a picture of it? Well, at the end of that are the protective caps, DNA, right at the end of the chromosome at the end of that double helix. Now, if that's too complicated, don't worry about it. The important thing is to find out that these telomeres are something at last, after many decades of, you know, going through the Watson and Crick and discovering the double helix and discovering all DNA and then going on down through the decades. And here we are with something new, a telomere, which can be actually measured in blood chemistry. How about that?
Wow.
So
yeah.
the telomere, okay, now here's why the telomere is exciting. The telomere can actually diagnose how long you're going to live. When the telomere is short, and it gets shorter as we age,
right?
It parallels a decline in stem cell function during the DNA replication. Telomeres protect the chromosomes against degradation. Eventually, the telomeres shorten to a critical length, and that results in chromosomal instability and a loss of cell viability, translates to death. Now, that sounds pretty dismal and pretty awful until you hear the good news, which is you can lengthen your telomere and you can lengthen your life.
Right.
So you can do a telomere test, and that telomere test is telling you how long you're going to live, even down to an age. Can you believe it? And
right.
then you can get that test done again and see that by taking good care of yourself, eating the right food, exercising, learning stress management, doing all the good stuff to make yourself healthy will increase
right.
your telomeres. Isn't that fun? Now,
yes, and Dr.
in the beginning,
Dr. Johnson, I just want to add, a plant-based diet is really, really a way to get those telomeres to stay and grow and help you live longer. A great plant-based diet. Go ahead, Ed. I just want to make sure we get that in.
Exactly. Plant-based diet. Exactly. And so that telomere length, it used to be it costs thousands of dollars to have that test. Remember when the computers first came out, it cost
yes.
$10,000 to get a computer?
Right.
Well, telomeres have gone from thousands of dollars to hundreds of dollars, and now you can actually get it for $100 or $85, something like that. So it keeps going down as it becomes more available and more, I couldn't use the word commonplace yet, but people are as they do more and more telomere testing, the price goes down. So if you have a listener that's interested in getting telomere testing, I can certainly provide that. They can just give me a call. And that's not on my website. It's too new. But it's 800-545-6923, and they can find out more about that. And also in the book, you'll see all this interesting information of telomere length decreasing with age and how to increase the length of the telomere. And we have so much information on increasing the telomere. As I mentioned a minute ago, vigorous exercise, routine exercise, exercising, and the healthy plant-based diet. It's extremely important to get organic food. Your body does not respond well to pesticides, artificial additives, genetically modified organisms, all of the trash that you'll have in your food. You have to get organic foods. Everything should be organic.
That's right.
And then the other one is stress reduction and sufficient sleep. Being able to sleep very well is so important. That's when your cells all replicate. So those are the big three. It's the diet, the exercise, and the stress reduction.
Right.
So now that telomere testing, you'll probably start to hear more about it, but right now most people don't even know what a telomere is. So you can see how exciting it is to have the ability to, A, find out how long you're going to live by looking at your telomere, B, to know that you're in control and that you can lengthen your telomere with treating your body well. So, do you have any questions about telomeres? They're all in the book. I know that you'll love the book because you're going to learn so many things that you never knew before.
And I want to let our listeners know, once again, Dr. Johnson, I want to read your number slowly because we have listeners that tell us that please have you or their guests read the number slowly. Dr. Johnson can be reached at 800-545-6923. We'll give that on at the end, and we'll also give you her website, contact information. At the end of the last 2 or 3 minutes of your talk, Dr. Johnson, I would like to ask you to motivate our people, tell our people, you've already gone over the plant-based diet, the stress and the sleep, but we want to just motivate them. They've got to change their life if they want to live longer and live healthier and overcome things like breast cancer. But go ahead to your next one. You can finish up telomeres, and then we can get into the next subject. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, just we're talking about aging here and right. Anti-aging. And exactly. So the big four then would be telomere, oxidative stress, which you can measure through LDH in your blood, glycation, which has to do with the blood sugar. So many people are borderline diabetics, and they don't get their HGB-A1C to know that. They're only looking at glucose, period. And then the certain chronological age risk factors. And so we need to understand our risk factor from the genetic aspect. We are a product of our ancestors. And right. So I'll give you an example is that when I was, there are people in my family die of lung disease. You, in the beginning of the program, you heard me clearing my throat 1,000 times. I have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and I have 2 people in my family who have died of cancer, of lung cancer. I have 2 people who have died of tuberculosis, and I have 2 people who have died of pneumonia in my family. And I've never smoked a day in my life, but I was married to a gentleman who smoked for 47 years before he died, and I have this secondhand smoke. And so I am a product of genetics. I had, at the age of 6 years old, I had tuberculosis. So in the medical realm, I should not be alive at 86. But by doing all of the right things to make my lungs as healthy as they can be, I'm doing really well. My only symptom is a little mucus from time to time, a little bit of cough from time to time. I'm healthy. I feel great and doing very well. So that's the fourth element that we are and need to be aware of is what is our genetic weakness and what can we do to help make up for that genetic weakness. So end of that subject. And now we, as we promised, we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer.
Yes.
And I have so much information with probably not a lot of time, but I think we should be able to spend about 15 minutes on breast cancer. Okay, Bobby?
Yeah, well, make it more like 10 or 12 if you could. But let me just reintroduce you. This is Dr. Joyce Johnson speaking here on Let's Create a Better World. And she has been talking about blood chemistry test, telomeres. And now we're going to go into breast cancer. And at the very end, I want her to give you, if you could, please, Dr. Johnson, 2 or 3 minutes to motivate you to just what can you do besides taking all these tests and living the life that she keeps telling you to do? I just wanted to give you at least 2 minutes of that. Then we're going to give her contact information. So if you can, let's keep it at 10 minutes or less on breast cancer. I have 3 women and somebody in my family that have breast cancer and that I'm letting them know. I've already let 3 of them know, and we're texting the other one to listen to this show because breast cancer is very prevalent. It's very strong. One last thing on that, if I may. Never put your cell phone in your bra. I know women that have gotten breast cancer by doing that. They do it when they're 20 years old, then they get breast cancer when they're 30 or 40. Yes. Go right ahead, Dr. Johnson. Breast cancer.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We do have electromagnetic pollution that, and we need to protect ourselves from that. All right. Now we have breast cancer. It's the most common female cancer. It increases every year. We've got it down to 1 in 8 get breast cancer. It's the second largest cause of death in women. Lung is first. So, yes, we have maybe a family history, early puberty, late menopause, dense breasts, pesticides or smoking, power lines or uranium plant near where you live. But here's the one that you are going to be amazed at. Mammograms. Mammograms
right.
cause
oh, yeah.
cancer. Did you hear me? Mammograms
yes.
cost people so much because they are a very lethal test. The danger of mammograms, radiation from a routine mammogram poses significant cumulative risk of promoting your breast cancer. The routine practice of taking 3 or 4 films for each breast in approximately 1 rad, which means radiation absorbed dose, actually going right into the fatty tissue of your breast, and that exposure is about 1,000-fold greater than one chest x-ray. And over a 10-year period, you're going to be exposed to a total of about 10 rads for each breast. And each rad, short for radiation, of exposure increases the breast cancer risk by 1%, resulting in a cumulative 10% increase. By some estimates, this accounts for up to 20% of all breast cancers. Bombarding your breast with mammograms and even low doses triggers tumors. And so it's so important to understand that there are other ways of checking for breast cancer that are not lethal. One of them is called thermography. And if you want to find out how to find a thermography center near you, just Google it. Go to thermography center and put in your city or zip code and find out where the closest one is. And that is done by a heat imaging device that is non-invasive.
Dr. Johnson, can you spell that out, please, slowly?
Yes. A thermography has come from like a thermometer, thermography. So thermo is like a thermometer, thermo and graphy. Thermography. So it's thermography. If you want to learn all about this, get my book. It tells the details of information about this. The x-rays have this dangerous effect. Thermography is done through heat with no danger whatsoever, and you can actually detect breast cancer much earlier than you would with a mammogram. So it's you can see breast abnormality through the color. When it turns red, you know you've got the cancer risk there. Even better than that is a new kid on the block. It's called HALO, H-A-L-O. It is HALO PAPS. You might have a harder time finding that. But if you had to travel hundreds of miles to get a HALO test, I'd do it because that's even better than thermography. HALO is H-A-L-O, a HALO pap, where they take a little fluid from the nipples with suction cups, and they test it like you would at this pap smear. It is a PAPS for the breast. So how about that? Isn't that exciting?
Oh, yes,
so,
it is.
Anyway, self-examination with soapy water when you're in the shower, that'll detect tiny little lump that you might want to check out with HALO. And I really think a new option for women is to try to avoid a mastectomy. It's just ludicrous that
yes,
certain people in Hollywood have promoted just whack off the breast. Well, how stupid is that? Because even you could get breast cancer without having a breast. Even a man can get breast cancer.
Yes.
So it's pretty stupid. Anyway, I've expressed my dismay at the fact that somebody would do such a thing. I could go on with that with
They
different part
money.
Of the body, you know. Okay, so we have a cancer on our arm. Let's chop off our arm. You know, that's how stupid it is. So there are phytonutrients, or they're just super, that fight cancer. As Bobby has been talking about plant-based foods, we cannot talk about that enough. B Be sure that they're organic. But yes, plant-based foods. And so we're looking at all of the different things that prevent breast cancer. But I think the most important message today is how to detect it. There is a blood test called the CA2729. Hugely expensive, but it is a tumor marker for breast cancer. CEA is a tumor marker for both lung and breast cancer. Iodine screening is important. Most women with breast cancer have an iodine deficiency. You could actually do an iodine test at home. You just buy iodine at the drugstore, at the pharmacy. Right. Just get some regular iodine that you would put on a sore and take a light part of your skin, usually the inside of the arm, and before you go to bed at night, cover it with a circle of iodine. And if in the morning the iodine is still there, you pretty much are okay. But if it's gone and disappeared, then you know you have iodine deficiency. And we do have tests. We have blood tests to check your iodine. estrogen assessments are important. We know that an elevation of synthetic estrogen is a breast cancer risk. And, of course, no one can get cancer if your immune system is strong and powerful. So you want to always look at your basic immune, which is your white blood cells, neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, bands, and basal cells, and eosinophil. Those are your basic immune panel that most doctors do, except that their interpretation is too broad to be of any value. Well, is that enough, or should we talk some more about breast cancer?
No, you've covered it well. Thank you for understanding the time that we have left. I do, really important, Dr. Johnson, and we are speaking to Dr. Joyce Johnson here on Let's Create a Better World. And I do want to have you on again in 6 months. I'd like to have you on every 6 months to talk about, because you've got such a wide range of knowledge and so many things about health. But right now I want to talk about, I want to make a comment, I'd like your take on it. A one-minute comment on the fact that the reason people get these cancers and are sick, in this country we're first place in more cancer, more death, more diseases, more everything you could think of, the dementia, Alzheimer's, you name it, strokes, heart disease. We're number one in the world. And we're number one
in
the bad side.
Exactly, Bobby. And yeah, isn't that shocking?
It is. I mean, and it's a lot because it has to do with the food we eat and how we are people. I work with a lot of people of color, poor people, Latinos, blacks, other people of color, and just poor people in general, veterans, seniors, who know little, because all the health stores and health information is in the middle class, actually above middle class areas. You have nothing in the poor areas. That's one of my fighting points, and I'm fighting strongly about it. I have a group of people who are going to back me up, and we're going to go raise some hell with some of the big companies and try to get more input for poor people, and more information, because Latinos, for example, and blacks have the highest rate of obesity and diabetes. But let's get back. I'll just finish up with this. Plant-based diet. I'm organic. I'm a vegan. I don't eat any meat. People that the plant-based diet, sleep, like she said, cut back stress, live 5, 10, 15 years longer than they should. Whereas the people that live the opposite side are angry, upset, eat hamburgers, hot dogs, junk food, meat, and all the bad things. And so you want to be on the good side, to everybody. I'd like your take on just motivate people on what they can do. You've already given some information, and then give some more contact information, of whatever you want to do for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Go right ahead, Dr. Johnson.
Okay, all right. So I send people to a lab near their home, Quest Diagnostic. You can live anywhere, and I can help you by calling 800-545-6923. And we need to realize that our doctors in this country receive zero, if maybe one class,
yes,
but pathetically, they do not receive the information regarding nutrition. Many of them just think it's just quackery. And we are the only nation in the world that allows medications to be advertised on television. It's so crazy that we have more disease, as Bobby just alluded to, than any developed nation of the world. And we have more, we're on more medication than any country of the world. So you just put it together, put two and two together, and realize that you need to educate yourself. That what do you need your doctor for? If you're in a terrible auto accident, that's what you need him for. You need to work with natural therapy in order to live a long, healthy, and wonderful life. People in their 80s, my age, 86, they're already, they can't even stand up straight. They're walking around with walkers. They have breathing tubes. You don't need to be in that number. Fat, overweight, tired, and it's just pathetic. So by learning from Bobby, from learning from people like me, educating yourself, you can change your life. You can have life and energy like a teenager. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. So call me. Let me do your analysis by blood chemistry, 800-545-6923. I've got a wonderful book about all the information you've heard in the last hour. You can get that book for half price, $20, and give me a look at the website, wellnesscenterofamerica.com.
Right. Yes, that say it again slowly, that website, please.
Okay, it's wellnesscenterofamerica.com, www, of course. And it'll talk more about, now, we talked about telomeres. Telomeres are so new, they're not even on my website yet, but you can see all that information in the book. If you just give me a call and let me offer you this book at half price, $20.
My advice to the listeners is, before you sign up, is to get her book, give her a call at that number, and I'll repeat it at the end of the show. And any of the women that I talked about with breast cancer, if you have further questions, feel free to call her. She'll talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes. It's absolutely free, I'm pretty sure. I know Dr. Johnson. She's so giving and so loving and caring. And you know, this is so important because we have such horrible health in this country, as we alluded to earlier, and too much pharmacy, too many pills and pharmaceutical industry, too many x-rays, too many radiation from cell phones and from all sorts of, I mean, the air that we breathe is horrible. The food and it's going all over the country. And with this new president, it's going to get worse. And next week, I'm going to start the show early about a number of things that's going on wrong with the new president, how it's affecting health, the environment, poor people, people of color. There's so many things going on with this president, and about health and all the things going on. They're cutting back on everything. I'm going to name all those things and give the show a little boost next week on that show, as well as we'll talk about stem cells with two guests. But Dr. Johnson, any last minute, 1 minute, last minute thoughts to motivate our people on getting healthy?
I want to say something, because you probably have plenty of right-wing conservative people who may not like what you just said. And I'm saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Trump is doing some fantastic things in certain areas, which I won't go into. But as smart a man as he is, he does not understand about alternative care and the ways that that whole area could be boosted. And it's sad. So you need to write some letters and realize that even though he has a lot of good stuff going on, where we're concerned and dealing with natural health and living a long, healthy life and teaching that, that's the area that Bobby and I are talking about that we need to look at and really pray about it. It's appalling.
Yes. Well, Dr. Johnson, we'll have you on again. Thank you so much. And I'll give your number out to people again so they can call you and talk to you and ask you questions about breast cancer or anything else. The tests, they're wonderful tests.
I'm here for you.
At your website, I'm sure they can get all this information on your website as far as the tests and whatever else they need, and they can call you also. But thank you so much.
Exactly.
You've been wonderful as usual, okay?
My pleasure, Bobby.
Okay, what a great show. Dr. Johnson is really, really good. All right, I've got just 2 or 3 minutes left to give a couple announcements. First of all, you know our show is on every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm going to give you an archive number. I'm going to give you my number. I'm going to give you some last-minute things about next week. Next week is stem cells. Let's say it right now. Two great guests on the future of stem cells, what's going on now with the Mayo Clinic, how stem cells can affect your life and your health, and what you need to know about them. And the price is coming down, and there are things that you can do for stem cell health to get better and for longevity, for a lot of things. It is just wonderful, stem cell. So next week, the show on that. Here is the number to call for my archive number. I'll give you the number to call for the Get Your Pen Out to call to hear the show on your phone, and then my number. All right, my archive number, 701-801. Now, let me start over. 701-719-0994. And the number I almost started to say was the number you could call to hear the show. You can hear the show on your phone anytime. Well, not anytime. During the hours of whatever show is listening, whether it's Gary Null's show or my show. And that number is 701-801-3662. Now, the archive number. You hear 24 hours a day. We have a lot of younger people that are working or going to school, and they listen to the archives. We have a lot of young people in there because young people are into archives. They're into social media, computers, internet. So the number to call to call on the phone if you don't have a computer or you want to just hear on the phone, my show is 800. I gave this number out just a minute ago, didn't I? Yes, I sure did. I'll give it out again. Area 701-801. Let me start over. 701-719-0994. I'm trying to get so much information in as it closes out in another minute or two. We'll have our song on at the end of the show. But next week, stem cells, everything that you want to know about them. My personal phone number to call me is anytime if you didn't get some of this information, I have it here. And my number is area 323-770-1925. All right. Next week, stem cells. And here, I want to thank the people that put this show together. The radio station is number one in the world now. Social media is number one in the world. People calling on telephone to hear the show is number one in the world. Gary Null's show is leaps and bounds, number one in the world. His films, his books, number one. Yes, that's us, number one. Here is, I want to thank Progressive Radio Network, our Jesse, our program director, Kelsey, our engineer today. I want to thank our L.A. crew of producers, and that would be Greg. Greg, you've done a great job this past week, and just keep up the good work. And you send me some great text information about things for future shows. Thank you. Also, I want to thank Stuart and Lydia on our team. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. But I want to thank our guest today, Dr. Joyce Johnson. Here's her number one last time to call her if you want to get information about the show, whatever you need. Her number is 800-545-6923. The women that have breast cancer, listen to the show again on the archives in the next few weeks. It'll be on. And take notes and call me if you want more information. Thank you all so much. And on with our closing song. And be sure to call next week. Thank you.
There are people dying, oh, and a